welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of April 9th. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and Easterific Melissa Hansen.
Hello, everyone.
So, yes, today we're recording on Easter. How was your Easter?
Did the big family early dinner thing.
Yes.
And then came home and cried for 15 minutes straight.
Okay.
And I'm getting ready to have a drink now.
All right.
So it was probably like a lot of people's Easter.
Okay.
Or any family get-together or holiday.
Well, I suppose it's good that the alcohol didn't come before the crying, then it's coming after. Is that a good thing?
Right. Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay. has your week in entertainment been like?
It's been super exciting.
Yes?
I've been watching Glee reruns with my mother. She somehow got behind on her Glee.
Okay.
And I'm here visiting her now. And so she needs to catch up before the spring season starts.
Oh, it starts this week, right?
Yeah. So I have been rewatching Glee episodes with her.
Okay.
Real lots of excitement here.
All right. I'm still in the process of relocating my life, which will be settling next week. But I've been catching up on 1970s kind of sci-fi horror in the form of Dark Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, you know, I had asked for the full complete series, which is 1,225 episodes, and I'm really glad I didn't get it.
Yeah.
You know, MPI was smart, and they sent us two best of discs, which was more than enough because...
Yeah, that's probably...
That was all I needed.
Plenty of any soap opera, because really, let's be honest, again, any soap opera, you can watch like 3 episodes a year and keep up with it.
Right. It's all a lot of the same stuff. Although, you know, this show for its time was wildly radical.
Oh, yeah,
it was. I mean, vampires and werewolves and time travel and alternate dimensions and parallel universes and...
Yeah, now it's just the young adult section at the library, basically.
Yeah, right. But the interesting thing about this is it was shot live to tape.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it was done basically as a stage play and then filmed. So they didn't do more than one take. And
right.
You got to watch them flub lines. And, you know, here's Jonathan Frid trying to feed lines to his co-star because she completely blew a cue.
Nice.
And there's stuff that's falling over and set pieces that are crumbling. And it's, yeah, that's the interesting thing.
Yeah, that makes it fun to watch.
Yeah. And then on the other hand... It was a Doctor Who, vintage Doctor Who from 1971, which is Jon Pertwee doing the Daemons, Daemon, but it was all about Satan worshipping.
Nice.
Which, of course, at that time was, you know, like the hot topic, like, oh my God, Satan worship.
Oh, yeah, everybody was like, yeah, doing sacrifices behind the local Zare
Venture
store. Venture store of mine. That's supposedly. Where they were doing all the human sacrifices.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, no, highly controversial and very interesting to see in today's light of day how it all played out. But, of course, it had to do with aliens, you know, and okay. As opposed to it wasn't the devil, even though he looked like the devil, but he was really an alien from another planet who had...
Well, of course he was.
You know, hundreds of thousands of years ago come to Earth to help the humans. So, very interesting stuff. Speaking of interesting stuff, or maybe not so interesting, how was the Easter weekend at the box office?
Well, the numbers are calming down a bit from the craziness of a couple weeks ago, but Hunger Games still number one. So it's totaling over $300 million. So it was about 33.5 for the weekend.
Okay.
And then American Reunion came in second.
Oh, all right.
With $21.5 million.
Respectable.
And then you guys, I'm so disappointed in all of you.
What?
Titanic came in third.
Oh,
with
no.
$17 million.
Ugh.
Told you guys not to go. No one listens to me, really.
In 3D.
Like.
Kate Winslet's breasts in 3D.
Yeah, that's exactly why I probably half that money got earned. But Wrath of the Titans.
Still going.
$15 million.
Okay.
Hanging in there. And Mirror Mirror with $11 million.
All right.
So that's the top five.
Okay. Well, next week, there's only a couple things, none of which I think are going to... Well, maybe one could usurp Hunger Games. The first one is The Three Stooges. Yes, I know. And even though your boy Sean Hayes is in it...
Yes.
Who you went to high school with.
Everyone please note, I did not say that.
Yeah. he did graduate from your high school.
Yes, he did. But I'm just saying I wasn't name dropping.
Yeah, okay.
Just wanted to point that out.
All right. Okay. Anyways, it looks terrible. It's Sean Hayes, Will Sasso, and Chris, he's got a Greek last name that I'm not even going to try and pronounce. But he what I know him from is he played Maya Rudolph's kind of Latin lover boyfriend on Up All Night.
Oh, okay. That's who he is.
Javier all right. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
But I guess he also had a big role in The Starter Wife, which I know you watched, with Deborah Messing.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
So that's out. I have a feeling there are no reviews. They're not releasing it early, so there haven't been any reviews posted yet. I have a feeling it's just going to be panned.
I would bet on that.
But the other movie that's gotten a lot of buzz, in fact, I think it's sitting at a 90-plus percent rating on Rotten Tomatoes right now, is Cabin in the Woods, which is Joss Whedon and Lost's Drew Goddard's kind of reinvention of the modern slasher movie.
Right.
And everybody's talking about how amazing this thing is.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting, yeah, if they really can take that tired formula and make it more interesting.
Right. And there is another slasher comedy coming out the same week. It's called Detention, which it's a bunch of high school kids, kind of like The Breakfast Club, serving detention. And there's a psycho calling himself Cinderella who is stalking
nice.
Them. Yeah, trying to kill him. It's from a music video director. His name is Joseph Kahn.
Okay.
And then there's the sci-fi action thriller Lockout, which I guess was director Luc Besson's kind of idea, and then a bunch of other people ran with it. But it's Maggie Grace plays the daughter of the President of the United States, who is, get this, she's trapped in an outer space prison, and the prison is rioting, so Guy Pearce has to put together a team and go and rescue her.
Oh, uh-huh. Yep.
And that's your movies for this week.
Well, lucky us.
Yeah. So if you're not going to the movies, let's switch over and take a look
and
see what's happening.
Please, let's not.
See what's going on DVD and Blu-ray. You go to DVDverdict.com, click on the upcoming releases tab, and go to the cover art gallery for April 10th. There's Dark Shadows and Doctor Who, both of which I'll be reviews showing up this week.
All right. There's some other TV, some classic season 3 of Night Gallery.
Ooh, that show freaked me out as a kid.
Yeah, so that's coming out. And then, you know, if that's too much for you, then we have Adam 12, the final season.
Oh, yeah.
Is coming out.
Vintage LA cop drama. Meryl Streep's The Iron Lady is probably a big release this week.
But we have, for big Claire Danes fans, Brokedown Palace, one of her I'm Not Angela Chase Anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, it's her and Kate Beckinsale, actually. And it's like college students go to Thailand and then get in trouble and whatever, end up in prison and who knows.
There was an original movie called The Witches of Oz, which got a lot of buzz at the time, but I haven't heard anything about it since. And that is coming out this week. And I know Sam Raimi is still working on a Wizard of Oz picture.
Oh, Nuns on the Run.
That's
and Robbie Coltrane.
It's a great, stupid little movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun.
The Darkest Hour, which was out last Christmas and kind of really quickly disappeared, but it was another one of those alien invasion movies. And this one, too, is in 3D.
Woo!
Yeah, Donald Glover's got a stand-up comedy special called
Weirdo. Oh, nice.
Yeah. So if you're a fan of Community, which go down a little bit more in Chevy Chase's Modern Problems... there. And speaking of problems, he's probably not going to be back next year.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. We'll have to wait and see how it all pans out.
Yeah. Anyways, DVD Verdict benefits from you guys spending some time on these pages and taking a look at things. And if you are so inclined to purchase, we are ever so grateful. Switching over to streaming, Netflix, a couple things. If you are a fan of the Pink Panther movies, the best of the franchise is now available. Once again, A Shot in the Dark, which is Peter Sellers and Elke Summer, which it's just
a classic.
It's brilliant. Yeah. So this was done right after the original, and then they took a long break. I want to say it was 10 or 11 years before they did the next one. But there's that. Melancholia, which is Lars von Trier's kind of multiple Earth sci-fi fantasy drama. And then if you're a Tyler Perry fan, you got another Madea movie for you, Madea's Big Happy Family.
Okay.
Which is an adaptation of another one of his stage plays. Over on Hulu, the big one is Forks Over Knives.
It's excellent.
I have not seen it. I know you were recommending it, but it's what? It's a correlation between food and disease?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great documentary.
Okay.
And Food Inc. is another excellent one.
Okay.
And I know that's available on streaming.
Okay. Again, since The Three Stooges is coming to theaters, Hulu now has many of the classic shorts available for you to peruse. So those are going to be a hell of a lot funnier than what you're going to see on the big screen. So I suggest you spend some time there. And the UK series Skins is back with season 6 already, or okay. Series 6 as it would be.
How many different casts have they had?
I know the first group, which was Nicholas Holt, had 2. The next group, I think, had 3. So this would this would be the first of the new generation. Over on Amazon Instant, of course, you get all the latest DVD and Blu-ray releases as they occur. And some vintage stuff, Men in Black, which the third movie is on its way. Which I think it was kind of brilliant casting Josh Brolin to play a young Tommy Lee Jones.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know if the script's going to live up to it, but...
Yeah, but it's worth it to me just to see that.
Yeah.
Just playing the same character.
Yeah. Glory, which is the Civil War drama with Denzel Washington and Morgan Freeman and Matthew Broderick, which I didn't realize was directed by Ed Zwick, who did 30-something in Legends of the Fall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then we had talked previously about John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd in Neighbors. Well, the other movie that he shot just about the same time, and it was just before he passed away, was called Continental Divide, which was kind of a relationship drama, very much of a departure for him, kind of like when Bill Murray did Razor's Edge. But, yeah, it's definitely worth seeing if you want to see the semi-serious, comic-serious side of John Belushi. So check that out on Amazon Instant. But that's all I've got for streaming this week, so I will throw it over to you.
Okay, well, we talked about Glee is coming back for its spring season, and it left us on a bit of a cliffhanger.
That's right.
So we will have to see what happens with Miss Quinn, but that's Tuesday night on Fox.
Yep.
And then Wednesday on ABC, another new show, Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
I actually saw the pilot for that.
Yeah?
And I didn't that's hate it.
Okay, well, that's... You know, step in the right direction.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. I think it's so interesting in Hollywood how things kind of end up coming out in pairs kind of at the same time.
Yeah.
Because we have GCBs.
Oh, that's right.
Obviously, you can't say the word bitch.
But they do say it all the time.
I know, but we can't have it in a title, I guess. Okay. We're not that progressive yet.
Jeez.
Can't have it in a title.
Yeah.
But anyhow, Friday, Lionel Richie fans are not going to know what to do with themselves because he is on Who Do You Think You Are?
Oh.
But also CBS is airing Lionel Richie and Friends in Concert. So it's just, I don't know. He must be the big thing again. But yeah, so you can get your fill of Lionel Richie on Friday night.
This is new. This isn't from like 30 years ago when he was at his... Oh, wow.
And Saturday and Sunday... in case you didn't go see the big screen one, ABC is running a miniseries, Titanic. It's not the movie. It's not, you know, Kate and Leo. But, yeah, it's a new miniseries. It's like 3 hours on Saturday night, and then it finishes up with an hour Sunday night.
That's kind of weird.
So, well, it's the whole... Because I guess Sunday is actually the 100th anniversary.
Ah, okay.
So anyhow, if you're into history or bad TV movies, you can check that out.
And if you've seen every other Titanic movie ever produced, and there are many.
Yeah, so. So there's a new one. Ooh. Okay, heading over to music. There's a few artists that haven't had stuff in a while that are coming out. Bonnie Raitt has a new album called Slipstream. And it's been quite a few years since she's had something new. But Counting Crows also... Underwater Sunshine, or What We Did on Our Summer Vacation.
What We Did While We've Been Missing for the Past 6 or 7 Years.
Yeah, probably a more appropriate title. But and then finally, Madonna's album, MDNA, is dropping.
Now, did you hear the story? Because she's going on tour with this.
Yes.
And they've hired 5 different lookalikes.
Okay.
So whenever she goes to town, they're going to disperse these lookalikes to keep the paparazzi at bay so that she can... Yeah.
Do we care about Madonna anymore?
I didn't think so, but apparently her people think they do.
Okay. Well, all right. We still care about Madonna.
All right.
Well, good to know. Well, also coming out this week, for you people who are American Idol fans, Aliyah Yameen has a new album. Let's Get to What's Real.
Is he on the new series or an older?
No, he's okay. Old.
Okay.
He's had a couple albums out. Okay. But he's one of the biggest stars from it.
Really? Never heard of him.
Thing. Yeah. Oh, well. Not that big, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
But speaking of not knowing, I didn't know MTV Unplugged was still on.
Shut up.
I'm old. But they have a new, it's a CD-DVD combo, actually. Oh. And it's Florence and the Machine.
Oh, cool.
So that should be a good one.
Yeah.
And then the soundtrack for Mirror, Mirror, the Julia Roberts Snow White, it's Alan Menken's. But that's coming out this week, too.
Okay.
Those are people who are into soundtracks.
Yeah.
Over in the bookstore, John Grisham has a new one, but it's not a legal thriller. It's actually called Calico Joe, and it's about baseball.
Oh. Hmm.
So a little bit of a departure for him.
Yeah.
Carole King has a memoir coming out called A Natural Woman.
That should be cool.
Of course. So, which I'm sure is full of some very interesting stories.
Yeah.
Speaking of interesting stories, we can read Fat, Drunk, and Stupid, The Inside Story Behind the Making of Animal House by Maddie Simmons, who was producer and founder and CEO of National Lampoon.
Oh, no kidding.
And you news junkies, John Stossel, who used to be, I think, on ABC, but is now doing Fox.
Yeah, he was 2020 for a long time.
Yeah. He has a new book called No, They Can't, Why Government Fails, But Individuals Succeed.
Hmm.
And then for what I think is the biggest news of the week here, over in theater, which again is usually kind of my highbrow section.
Yeah.
The podcast. Yeah, not this week. They're talking about having a Clerks 3, but on Broadway.
Shut up.
No. They're Kevin Smith is talking about doing a stage production. And it'll be a brand new script, but instead of filming it, they're going to do it on the stage. And they're looking at doing it in 2014, because it'll be the 20th anniversary of the original Clerks, which just is mind-boggling to me. It's been that long.
Wow. With Brian O'Halloran and Jeff Anderson?
Yes.
Wow.
So with the boys on Broadway, they want to do like a limited run, you know, hopefully sell it all out in advance, and then actually film like the last performance.
That's
to
crazy.
Be, you know, broadcast to movie theaters.
Wow.
So this is the plan. We'll see. I mean, he definitely has the storyline. And it'll include, like, Trevor Furman, Rosario Dawson.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, like, everybody.
Well, you know, he's talked for a long time of not wanting to do film stuff and finding other ways to express himself.
He's saying that his hockey movie, Hit Somebody, which is upcoming, is going to be his last film.
Oh, wow.
Now, who knows if it will. I mean, lots of people have, quote, retired and come back.
Right.
But that's his plan. So we'll see. We'll see if this actually comes to fruition, but I'm really, really excited.
Wow. And if you've never seen Clerks, Netflix has it on instant streaming. It's definitely worth... I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, that kind of 90s grungy independent type thing. But it's really... Kevin is a very smart writer and crafts some really interesting characters. And he writes dialogue exceptionally well.
Mm-hmm.
So don't hesitate to check it out if you've never seen it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what's... happening in the entertainment world.
Right.
Do you have some news for us?
I do, and there's a couple really sad stories. Veteran newsman, you know, we're talking about John Stossel. Well, veteran newsman Mike Wallace passed away this weekend at 93.
Wow.
He had been in a, you know, an assisted care home for the past several years. You know, he hadn't been active, but it's interesting because I think Andy Rooney passed away less than a year ago. And the two of them were partners on 60 Minutes for a very long time, worked together for. But Mike was one of these consummate news professionals who nobody did interviews like Mike Wallace.
Mm-mm.
And it's really sad because, you know, the news isn't anything like what it was back when he was doing it. So it's really a passing of the torch. And then the noted painter Thomas Kinkade passed away at age 54.
Yeah, and they're saying natural causes, so we'll have to...
Which would probably be like heart attack. He wasn't a small guy.
Let's see. No.
But, he was kind of famous for his paintings in that they kind of, the light kind of shone out of them.
Yeah, and they actually, whether this is true or not, I read a fact that his paintings are in 1 out of 20 American homes.
That's insane.
So whether that's true, I would bet it's close, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the ongoing bully saga, the Weinstein Company has trimmed a few curse words and has now received a PG-13 rating from the MPAA.
I'm upset they had to trim anything, but
yeah,
glad they eventually got the rating they need.
Yeah. Also in theaters, AMC, the movie chain, has already sold out their May 3rd Marvel Marathon, which is 12 hours of Marvel movies culminating in the premiere of The Avengers.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So, like, at 11 o'clock in the morning, it starts with Iron Man, and then Hulk, then Iron Man 2, then Thor, then Captain America, and The Avengers.
Nice.
And it was $40 a ticket, and I think they were doing it in 10 different cities, and it's all sold out, although they're talking about possibly adding more locations.
Okay. Very cool.
Yep. What's not so cool is Universal Studios, because they're talking about rebooting the Mummy franchise.
Oh, yeah, we really need to do that.
Yeah, exactly. What's the point? And I don't know if Brendan Fraser is going to be involved, but the third movie that they did was piss poor.
Yes.
Terrible.
Yeah, and they did the whole spin-off Scorpion King crap,
and that was awful,
too. Really, we need to do more? That wasn't enough?
Right, but they've given it to Prometheus co-writer John Spates. The other thing is, they're moving forward with a Woody Woodpecker movie.
I'm sorry? What?
So with all of the Lorax and, you know, all of these animated features that are making a boatload of money, Universal says, hey, we have Woody Woodpecker waiting, and we're going to make an animated feature for him.
Okay.
So they've given it to John Altshuler and Dave Kinski, who were Mike Judge's collaborators on Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill.
Okay, I just want to know, will Chili Willy be in it?
More
That's
butter,
all I'm
more
concerned
syrup?
About. Mm-hmm. More butter? More syrup?
Oh, and then let's do one more here. Anchorman 2 is coming.
Yay!
For the longest time, they're like, no, it's not going to work. And Will Ferrell had gone to Paramount and pitched it, and Paramount said, we're not interested. Well, Ron Burgundy showed up on the Conan O'Brien show the other night and announced that he is coming back.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. So there will be more Will Ferrell insanity. And I have to say, that's one of those movies that is eternally quotable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That cast. Now, whether or not they get Christina Applegate to do it again is going to be another story.
Oh, they can do it without her. I mean, she was surprisingly good. I didn't realize how good she was. And now we all know from her sitcoms and stuff. But, yeah. Very cool.
So, a lot more news happening, but I think I'll draw the line.
All right. Well, a couple things I want to mention.
Yeah.
There's a celebrity private eye named William Deere who is writing a book. OJ is innocent and I can prove it. He's actually claiming OJ's son did it. OJ's
serious?
Older son. Not obviously his son with Nicole.
Oh, okay.
But he has a couple kids from previous relationship.
Yeah.
And he was like young adult at the time, his son Jason. And so he's claiming this private eye writer is claiming that Jason actually did it.
Okay.
So
not at all to sell books, of course.
Well, no, but so we'll see.
All right.
Anyhow, it's so interesting. And then another news that came out, Amanda Bynes from What I Like About You and a bunch of Nickelodeon stuff got arrested for driving drunk. And, you know, really, I am more disappointed in her bad hair than she got a DUI. It's like this weird pink, not like hot pink. It's like light pink and faded. And it's just bad, honey. Just really bad. So anyhow, that to me, that's the news. And Amanda Bynes ruined her beautiful hair.
Well, now this is not the first run-in she's had with the law recently.
No, she hasn't done much work lately. And it seems maybe she's getting a little weird.
I think she's trying to be the next Lindsay Lohan. Because
She retired from acting at whatever, 20, whatever.
Yeah.
Then came back and then whatever.
And there was something about her dog. Didn't she had a problem with the dog?
Oh, was that one? I don't know. A bunch of people's dogs died recently, but.
But there were, she was being questioned about being, you know, cruel to her animals or something like that. But this last time she was pulled over by the police for talking on her cell phone and the guy went to write the ticket and she drove away.
Yeah, and like hit a cop car and everything. It was just bad. But anyhow, like I said, I'm way more upset about her bad hair.
Okay.
So, okay, Kardashian news
yes.
to end it all. And if you haven't heard this, I don't know what rock you've been living under, but she is screwing Kanye West now. Who is in love with her and has been in love with her and blah, 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 and confessed it in a song. But they've been hanging out and she's been walking around with big higgies on her neck and coming out of his place in the clothes she wore the night before and everything.
So classy.
So, you know, she learned so much from her last bad choice.
Yeah.
With men.
Yep.
That, yeah, she's moving on to Kanye because that's so going to work out well.
It makes me wonder what her mother thinks about, you know, managing
the brand. Oh, no, her mother loves this. Hello, it's publicity. Please. This is publicity, which means money. So Chris is all for it, I'm sure.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that'll do it for us this week on that happy Easter note of Kim Kardashian. Thanks for tuning in. We will be back next week with more exciting, heart-breaking news stories like that one. And until then, do you have any parting words?
Courage.